Setting a lead VC to run your negotiations, the four different types of people you will definitely meet when looking for cash, and why you need to do your own homework and due diligence on investors. All this and a little bit of sass on today's Son of a Pitch. I'm Michael Cuenca. Let's get started. What you need to do right off the bat is set up a lead VC for your negotiations. This is someone who's going to manage the clusters of investors that may come your way. They'll also be one of your more vocal or active investors, so choose them carefully. Now, basically, you'll run into, when hunting for deals, there you'll run into four different types of people. You'll run into leaders, passers, the maybes, and then the eventual no's. For the maybes and the eventual no's, those are people that will probably almost never make a decision. Don't ignore them entirely. Give them little bits of information. Treat them almost like you're sending them a newsletter. But for the leaders and for the passers, these are the ones that you should go all in on, especially the leaders. Of all the people we're talking about here, the leaders, the ones that are passionate about your idea, that are actively participating in your negotiation rounds, those are the ones you should really focus all your time and energy on. The passers are the ones that'll say no thank you right away, and that's fine, that's good. The maybes and the eventual no's, those are the time wasters. And although it's good to treat them with a certain degree of respect, focus your energy on the ones that will help you close. And those are the leaders. So make sure you keep your maybes warm, your eventual no's on a newsletter, a subscription list. Focus your energy on the leaders and say thank you very much to the passers. Do your due diligence on investors. On the flip side of the entire thing, yeah, sure, they're gonna ask for due diligence on you. They're gonna ask for all kinds of monetary calculations and figures and history and teams and stuff like that, but it's also just as important for you to do your homework on them. Do your due diligence on the investors. Ask them, give me an example of a startup that failed with you and why that happened. Ask them if they can introduce you to a company that didn't work out and why that didn't work out. Ask them some challenging questions because you're going into a relationship with them. So knowing what worked and what didn't and why is just as important to showcasing your awesomeness. Ultimately, at the end of the entire dance that is due diligence, both on your side and theirs, you'll either get a let's go ahead or sayonara, nice to meet you. And at the end of the day, what really matters here is that you've conducted yourself in a way that befits building a solid, long-lasting relationship, because your reputation in the investment world will come with you throughout subsequent rounds or even different companies. So make sure you treat every investor with a certain level of respect, but also a little bit of challenging them in making sure that they can deliver on the relationship that they promise. And if that all works out, you end up with a yes, then you're going straight to the term sheet. That's it for today, guys. Hope you liked it. Don't forget to smash the subscribe button and check out my other episodes. I got plenty more of these great tips coming your way. But for now, hope you have a great day. And don't forget to stay happy, stay healthy, stay hydrated, and give zero fucks what other people think. I'm Michael Cuenca. You're listening to Son of a Pitch. See you soon.